Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Walking on the Sidewalk. I am psychic medium Kevin Baird, and I want to thank you for being here tonight. Just another day in paradise. Here it is, 10/14/13, and we're waiting for the government to make a decision about how they think they should be doing their business, their, you know, like, what are they getting paid for, what were they being elected for, that kind of thing. So here we are letting those people who were supposed to be elected because they're smart now demonstrate that they're not so smart, and that now it's left to us. It's almost like, you know, the grass in our front yard is really high, and it looks like it's gone to seed, and that it's like maybe a foot high or something, and that no one has come by and done anything about it, so it's up to us. And where I'm going with that is one to where New York City had to, the state itself had to open, you know, the Statue of Liberty, which was a national, I guess, location that was managed by the federal government. Since the federal government is not open for business, or that they feel like they don't need to be doing their jobs because the job is not what they want it to be, that they're just not going to do anything at all. Imagine if we, you know, like the corporate cube people, if we were sitting in our cubes, being the best employees that we could be, and then all of a sudden our manager, our boss, our vice president comes up to us and says, we want you to start doing this kind of thing. Now, this isn't something that we signed on, became hired to do, and that we don't want to do it. So we're just going to sit here and not do anything at all. Well, you know, just like any other simple person that's out there, if some person who's paying your salary comes up and asks you to do something, and you say, no, I don't want to do that, are they going to continue to pay you? Well, I don't think so. they're going to say, all right, well, it looks like we don't have an agreed necessary flow of activity where you can help me be better at what I do, and I can help you be better at you do, and I can help you pay your mortgage, and you can help me help my clients be happier. Since you don't want to help me help my clients be happier, I'm going to ask you to get up and move along, and I'm going to bring somebody else in who can help me achieve the things I want to realize. And that Congress is in the same place. Congress is sitting in that cube expecting the work tasks that they are accustomed to coming into them, but now new things have been introduced and they don't want to do the work. It's a new world. It's a new place. If they can't hang with it, it's time to have somebody new be in there. So what I'm looking at straight away, before we get to the people that are in the queue there and hang in there for you, for those of you who are out there, that I'm looking at the busy card facing us, associated with the time 707, and also the moving card, MOVING, associated with the time 511, and that you can find out more about the images here. Let me just post it real quick in the chat room, which is www.templeofgaia.com. And that you can go with what 707 facing us means, and also 511, the moving card facing us means. So 707 shows an image of someone who's so busy that they have so much to do that they go straight from where they were sleeping straight and getting onto the bus or their means of mass transit, or whatever means that they can get to their next destination because of the agenda, the itinerary, the things that need to happen quickly, and that we can't take our time at doing it message. And then also the moving image here associated again with the time 5:11. I'm looking at it and trying to get the storyline going here. It shows someone who's so busy trying to make things happen to get things moving. And that really affects everybody that's listening, and also really the world, the planet, and the people that are around you. And then the next two cards that are up, and they're both in reverse, is the Begin card, and it's associated with the time 118. And then the follow-up card, the Channel, is the Walking card. It's in reverse, and it's associated with the time 516. The Begin card shows someone who's looking at a sundial that's on the last, where it has the shadow on the last possible increment of time on the sundial itself. So it's like, it's time to begin. There's no more waiting. There's no more information that's going to come through. You need to focus. You need to begin now. Don't wait for someone to tell you, oh yeah, there's someone else that's coming along and that you just have to wait. That's not going to happen. And then with the Walking card in reverse, and it's associated with the time 516, it's really talking about people who are just out walking around, looking at things, not really having an agenda, not really having a focus, and not really caring about anything that they feel like they need to do, that they're just waiting for something to come to them. And oh my God, it's like, do we need our government to be in this place to where it's like, oh, they're waiting for us to come to them with our picketing signs and saying, WTF, Congress, are you going to get up off your ass and do something? they're in such a comfortable place and that they're so protected that no one can touch them and they can do as they see fit. And I'm just frustrated about that. So that invites me to just go out. It's like the sun is set right now. It's like go out tomorrow and really focus on getting the lawn mowed, maybe pick up some excess trash that was left by the people who decide that they can just drive by, drink from their soda cups as they want to, and then throw the garbage out the window and move on about their day because they know someone else will come along and pick up behind their ass. Excuse me if I'm frustrated just about everything. We have elected people who are people of means and people who were born with silver spoons in their mouths to look after the people who are struggling to make the best possible life they can be living. I think that's an oxymoron. But with what I'm looking at, with the 118, the begin card in reverse, it talks about something beginning now, and it also talks about the people, situations, and things around us because they're facing away from us, that everybody's going to have to get out on the road and start putting in some leg work, start doing some walking and looking and seeing what the hell needs to happen to keep and get our situation in a better place. So, without further ado, I'm going to bring on our friend who's waiting in the queue out there. Hi, hello, how are you? What's going on? How can I help you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm Kevin, and who are you?
Hi, Kevin. This is Helen.
Hi, Helen. What's going on?
I was wondering if you can give me a little insight around career, what's going to go on over the next 6 months.
Sure. What I can do is I can help you really over the next 90 days. 6 months, if I can tell you, sometime around March, you're going to get a job to where you can go out, get a paycheck, and do some grocery shopping. How does that help you now, if you see what I'm saying?
90 days is great.
Yeah. So straight away, things that you can expect to see or things to look at. Now, were you able to see anything that I posted out into the chat room about how you can get to my website and see information there too?
No, I'm not. I didn't. Okay. I called in. I'm not online.
Okay. No worries on that. The first card that I'm looking at for you, and it's facing you, is the curb card, C-U-R-B, and it's associated with the time 111, and it talks about an experience to where somebody is taking some of the things that they were accustomed to having in their life, that they were maybe functional, that they hoped that they would be functional, but because they've not been functional over the last 40 years, that they've decided to put them on the curb or give them away or let the recycling people come in and maybe do something with them. So this first message image for you is one to where how you expect your life employment-wise to proceed is going to be changing significantly. And what you thought you were good at was good at, but that's not really needed anymore. You still have a savvy, if you see what I'm saying, for doing things, but you need to apply it in a new direction. And the reason why I say applying it in a new direction is because of the awareness message that's coming through. And it's associated with the time 9:30, and that you don't really have to make notes about this. You can go back and listen to the show and archive. But with the awareness card coming in and associated with the time 9:30, it's really the universe inviting you to be more aware of what the world really wants from you and not what it did want from you or needed from you. So it's looking for you to sort of reinvent yourself from what you were to who you will be tomorrow, if you see what I'm saying. So keep going with the resumes, going out there with what and who you used to be, but you need to take half your energy and ambition and use it as a lens or a focus to look at who and how the world will see you tomorrow. So with the curb card, showing somebody who's taking a lot of the stuff that they used to use as a functional tool and putting it on the curb, it shows that they're done with this. It's not and no longer helpful. But with the awareness card being in there, it shows someone who is very savvy at something and that their intuition serves people again and again and again, but it has to be dynamic. It has to work with the situation in the present and the future and not in the past. What have you applied to?
I have a job.
Okay. Well, good. And you like it?
Well, I'm on the fence.
In the sense?
That I'm not sure that it's the right position for me.
It's a sort of like it's a helping you get by for now kind of thing.
Right.
Also, additional information that's coming in shows that somebody is going to be sort of being attracted to you that has sort of like the same business savvy or function or skill as you. That the two of you are going to be talking about how you're going to be making money tomorrow and will our jobs be there tomorrow? Kind of thing. Have you had that conversation recently?
I have not.
Then I read for like 2 weeks ago out to like 90 days.
Okay.
So you could find yourself, what are we? We're on Monday. You could find it probably by the weekend where you're in a conversation to where someone's talking to you about how they feel, about how things are working out and where will we be a week or a year from now? And
okay.
That is an invite for you to think about maybe like if someone or a group or organization invited you to take a new direction or something, to do something new or be better at something, or, hey, can you come and help us with this kind of thing, that's the direction that you should be going in. So if
okay.
you feel yourself being, or if you feel like this group, organization, or individual is inviting you to go and do something new, I suggest through my sources that this is something that you should absolutely go and do, because the world is going through such a transformation right now that you could feel like the sky is falling. But you'll be fine from what my sources say. So you're fine in there. And that there will always be something to do. The thing is,
okay.
is that you have to be flexible with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you. I appreciate
yep.
it.
Yep, you're welcome. Hang in there. Bye now. Okay. So with that, just going on a little further, that, oh my God, we're in such a place right now to where we have to make really our own day. Like, if you want to have fun today, you have to find a way to make that fun happen. Or if you want to have fun tomorrow, you have to find a way to make that fun happen tomorrow as well. And how do we do that? We have fresh perspectives coming in who have high energetic ambitions. These are people who have lots of energy but no experience, and that they know that the situation is going to be far better than it has been so far. They know, even though they don't have the experience for that, somehow they know that it's going to be far better than what it has been. Do you believe that? I invite you to look at how you have seen your life so far. And what are the repeating things that have happened again and again and again? Those are sort of like lessons. If you were in the third grade, the sixth grade, the 12th grade, or some sophomore or freshman in college, and what are you learning from that? The federal government has decided that it doesn't need to be in business and that it can just wait for some kind of calamity or situation to happen that will force them to take an action. They can't be fired, right? If they're a regular corporate employee, their asses would be fired and be out on the street. But because they're in such a special place that they can't be touched. And something about that needs to be fixed. Maybe the next election can help with that. Who knows? But what I'm looking at right now, talking about this, is the houses card. And it's like the House of Congress, the House of the Senate, whatever. And also the posing card. And it's facing us, associated with the time 720. And it shows someone who's trying to fake being something that everybody else expects them to be, or who they expect others to expect them to be, kind of thing. So it's sort of scary, but also gives me permission to sort of like dismiss the authority that they have, because it's so laissez-faire that they don't care that we care. We're not touchable. They are not touchable from their perspective. We can't affect them. We can't affect their pay. We can't fire them. We can't have them fired. We are not the customer that's always right. They are the ones that are always right. And there's something wrong with that. And that is that. So your children are going to have to mess with that and experience that, or that they will benefit from our action to make sure that this thing doesn't happen to them. Because it is, when we have government officials who are responsible for maintaining our happiness, helping us be better at what we do, and giving us sort of like a confidence that they were looking out for everybody's greater good and they're not doing it, it's not really a good thing. So I think what I'm going to do is play a song by Diane Arkenstone called Canyon Dreams. And that you can find out more about Diane by going to www.dianearkenstone.com. And that you can also find her on YouTube, and she's on Facebook and everywhere else. But yeah, we're just going to have like a quick 4-minute meditation, 5-minute meditation on Canyon Dreams, and hope that things can be better than what they are. So here we are, Diane Arkenstone, Canyon Dreams. And yes, that was Diane Arkenstone's Kenyon Dreams. So again, you're listening to Main Street Universe, and I am psychic medium Kevin Baird, and that you can find out more about me by going to templeofgaia.com. and that I am the creator of the Horizon Oracle. It's 111 images of experiences or facets of life, whether it's us helping other people, people helping us, going through frustrations, medical situations, visiting the coast, the East Coast, the West Coast, going to the mountains, you know, dealing with people who are posers, going through, you know, things and facets of life. As I've worked with my clients over the years, I have discovered that, and I've honed it down into basically 111 images of experiences that come into what I call the Horizon Oracle, and that I'm presently working on a book called The Horizon Oracle Companion. And what that is, it's a book that gives the definitions and my take and understanding of, I guess it would be translations and interpretations of the images. But if you guys go and to templeofgaia.com and look through like the 1 o'clock hours and the 2 o'clock hours and the 3 o'clock hours on down to the 12 o'clock hours, you can see that there are many images that are there that can and are open to interpretation. And what I've done is I've designed the Horizon Oracle to be something that is a tool that can give you food for thought about things that are happening and help you sort of like make sense of it. And if the experience sort of fits with something that's going on in your life that you're getting from the Horizon Oracle, also know that there are other people, thousands, tens of thousands of people who have been through the same thing and they've gone through it, and that you will also get through it too. So you'll be fine. It might be frustrating and you feel like the world is coming to an end. That's not the case. It's really the world is coming into a transition, and that you'll be far better off where you are tomorrow than where you were yesterday and today. Right? So you'll be fine. So talking to that, the next images that are coming up, and they are sort of repeating themselves, is the posing card again coming back. And that if you are a student of the Horizon Oracle, and that if, by the way, that you want to get a copy of your own version of the Horizon Oracle cards, you can just go to my website, templeofgaia.com, click on order the cards, and that you should have one in about 2 weeks. And that you can come back to the website and see what the definitions are until the Horizon Oracle Companion is available in print through the publisher Lulu.com. I'm working on something happening with Bantam Books, but they're waiting for me to finish with the final edit so we can move forward on that. But right now what we're looking at image-wise is facing us. And it's the posing card coming through, and it's associated with the time 720. And then we were talking before the Diane Arkenstone break about the posing card and about how people in situations pose to be the things that we expect of them but don't always turn out to be that way. Here, the posing card is facing us, and that talks about something that we need to fake accepting or being as. And then the second card here, the companion card, the channel, is the waiting card, and it's associated with the time 737. And the two of these working together say that we need to be posing as someone who is very accepting, I guess, because of the waiting card that really invites us to sit, wait, and know that things are going to be better. we don't have a choice. A little frustrating, but that's our choice, our situation. With everything that's going on with the government. Now, if you guys are listening in archive, whether it's December 2013 or December 2015 or March 2014 or whatever, the information that you are realizing as a part of listening to this archive show will help you with what's going on with you at this time in your life. Things come to us, you, them, me, in a helpful frame. Like, we realize things, they realize things, I realize things, you see me realizing things, I see you realizing things, I see them realizing things that are helpful. For now. And that it's likely that you're stressed out about wanting to be in a better place than where you are right now. Just know that you could be in a far worse place than where you are right now. And then getting some additional information about that by being in the far, by knowing that you could be in a far worse place than what you are right now, I'm looking at the burdens card, and it's associated with the time 440, and it's in reverse, and also the soulmates card, associated with the time 259 in reverse. So with the burdens card in reverse, working with us, it talks about people seeing us suffering through some of the challenges in our life. With the soulmates card in reverse, associated with the time 259, it talks about people who really like who we are. They like the life that we're living, and they like the struggle that we're going through. They like the things that we talk about. They're intrigued about the things that we talked about. They're hopeful that they can have experiences with us talking about things that really inspire them, and somehow it will inspire us. Soulmates come into our life for a time, a season, or a reason. They teach us how to be and how not to be. They help us get over hurdles and challenges that are on our soul's path that we could not have overcome had they not come into our life. So if you have that rocking sexual experience, someone coming into your life that's just so sustaining, and then somehow it just falls on its face, not wonderful, not great, horrible, and leaves us just ridden with angst, it's really just letting us know that that was for a time, a season, or a reason. We're to take from it what we can and move on to the next experience. So with the soulmates coming into your life right now, as part of this message that I'm giving you, is that it's for a time, a season, or a reason. Enjoy the situation as long as you can, and then go from there. You will be far better off just enjoying the moment than trying to make it be more than what it is. Right? So again, it's the 440 in reverse, the burdens card, and the soulmates 259 in reverse. So the next stuff that's up here that we're looking at is the 707 busy card, B-U-S-Y, in reverse, and also the begin card. We're having some repeats here. The begin card facing us is associated with the time 118. And the thing is that for you guys who already have your copy of the Horizon Oracle deck, that you will find that there are some cards out there that repeat themselves again and again and again that there are some images that never show up, and you're just always in a preponderance. It's like, why and how is this happening? Me, the creator of the Horizon Oracle, I can't explain that. All I know was that I was supposed to create this for the people who are in this current era to work through the situations and things that they are working through at this time in their life. So with the busy card in reverse, it looks at us, or it helps us look at people who are very busy with what they're doing in their life. And with it, and with the 118, the begin card facing us as a secondary card, is saying that there's something about how other people are very busy that will sort of like be a catalyst for how we will begin something and likely be very busy at it as well. And I think what I'd like to do is just really comment about how, if you look at the begin card, it has four stones, or like four time indicators, like you have three that are by themselves and the shadow is on the fourth stone there. It's really talking about points in our life. And if you'll, you know, if you go out at night and you look into the sky, there's like a gazillion different kinds of stars, and those are also points in our life as well. And some stars we focus on, and some we don't really notice. But they all have some kind of influence over our life. And that really brings me to really want to play the song by Diane Arkenstone, Ocean of Stars. And if you want to find out more about Diane, you can go to www.dianearkenstone.com. And we're about to listen to Ocean of Stars by Diane Arkenstone. So I don't mean to cut that call short, but we have another caller in the queue, but I don't want to keep them waiting, so I'm going to bring them on. Hi, hello, how are you? Welcome to Walking on the Sidewalk.
Hello, sir, how are you this evening?
Is this Daniel?
This is Daniel Michael, yes.
Hi, everybody, this is Daniel Michael. He's the producer of Main Street Universe, and welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing very well this evening. In fact, I have a bit of good news for you.
What's going on?
That's actually new. Brand new as of like 17 and a half seconds ago, I guess, or whenever before.
Really?
Actually. And that is that Mary Phelan will be joining us again on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
That's awesome.
And she
and you
will
know
become...
That...
Go ahead.
You know that Mary Phelan was one of my teachers back in the early 90s. Her and her partner, Neville Johnston, really helped me get to where I am today.
One of the great things about, since I started doing Main Street Universe, is I've been surrounded by so many good teachers, including yourself, including Mary, including Susan Weed, including Darren Bouquer, who was one of the first tarot classes I ever took was from Darren Bouquer. It was a private session for me helping him to move furniture because his friends didn't show up to help him move some furniture. So he's like, what do I owe you? I was like, well, he's like, you want a reading or something? I'm like, well, how about teaching instead? And he's like, okay, that's fine. I'll show you how to do this. So I've been blessed to be surrounded by lots of teachers and their teachers. So my teachers are here on Main Street Universe.
And that's perfect. So,
yeah,
yeah,
of course,
that's
I talk
perfect.
About everything he knows. So, you know, just. But anyway, so yeah, Mary will be joining us though as a once a month host, just like the Earthlight Radio Ishitar is.
Right, and what does she? What does the Ishitar person do?
The UFO show.
Okay.
UFOs and seeds. In all things with, like, future technology, UFOs, the starseed phenomenon. And she's probably doing one either next week or maybe the week after. She was in the process of moving, so she had to pause for a minute. But now she's established. She found a nice new place. And she was kicked out of her old place for being not Christian.
Oh, no.
It was a single mother.
So you
mother
have a show yourself coming up on Wednesday. What's going on there?
Right now, Wednesday is going to be a show of readings. We have a guest, and a guest is scheduled, but we think the guest can't make it. If they don't tell us by tomorrow around the afternoon, then we'll just reschedule them, and we'll just open the phone lines and do readings. On October 30th, we're going to do a Main Street Universe reunion party, because it's our three-year anniversary, Kevin.
That's amazing.
Because we started, it was actually, I think, November 1st or 2nd, right? Was that our first one? It was right around Halloween, our first episode.
I think so.
And so this is actually 3 years for us. Gosh, it doesn't exactly feel like it's been 3 years, does it?
It doesn't. Feels more like maybe a year and a half, if that.
Mm-hmm. We've never missed being on the air. We've never missed an episode on Wednesday. And
that we originally planned to do meditation shows.
Yeah, and CDs. We planned, when Kevin and I first got together to do this radio network, we planned on doing meditation CDs. And we got together and discussed it. And we can talk about all those things on Wednesday. Because I'm going to have all these old hosts call back as well. I'm trying to get Melissa Dijanova to call back. I'm trying to get Nick Barry to call back, which I think he can, unless he's working. Which, you know, Nick sat in with us on a couple episodes. I'm just trying, Evan, I want to get Evan from Zariana Radio to call back. I still have his number and contact with him. And I'm going to get, Mary Phelan has already agreed to call in. I think Jesse's calling in. So it's going to be like a big, and of course, hopefully you can call in. Maybe Darren, you never know with Darren. And I don't think, I'll ask, I don't think Susan Weed could do it. they might have their own things.
Yeah, she's new.
And maybe Queen Mother, we'll see. We'll ask and see if they call in. And basically, It'll be a big, giant reunion party of current hosts, and again, maybe Ishitar. Current hosts, no matter how new, even if they're only doing one episode, even your friend Sebastian can call it, if he plans on staying, especially.
Mm-hmm.
But people can just call in. I would love it to be a giant party of Main Street Universe hosts and have like 15 people on the phone. I think it would be beautiful. Be festive, and it could be a divination party. We can all like do readings for each other.
Hopefully we don't saturate the network.
That's okay. It would still be fun in a way.
Right. Oh yeah.
Because a lot of us call in from landlines, and that helps a lot. It's when you get all those cell phone and Skype callers is when things start to break up more.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so what's one of the things that you remember from the early days that sticks out for you?
One of the things I remember from the early days, and I might repeat this on Wednesday because it was a vision that never left me.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually before I started the show, and I know that sounds funny. I kept having this vision of it being really cold outside, and I was in the house, and I was making a cup of tea or coffee, and it was steaming hot, and I was walking outside to the studio. As people know me, I live here, and we have the studio outside, and we converted a work shed into a studio. And I was walking outside the studio to do my radio show, and it was like this vision I just had in my head over and over again. And I wasn't sure what format it was. At that time, I didn't even know what Blog Talk Radio exactly was. But I was like, I kept seeing this radio show, and I kept seeing myself, because remember, in the early days, we were by morning, we were 11 a.m., so earlier in the day kind of show, and you would meet me there in person, and we would both do the show. So I definitely remember that, and I also remember the smell of dragon's blood incense, because that's what we burned before each show, or before and during. So whenever I smell dragon's blood incense, it makes me think of a little bit, you know, of Main Street Universe, the early days, I guess. It makes me think of that. And, of course, I also remember us wandering around the yard losing signal on our first show because we had to go out. We were outside. It was a really nice day, and we had to go outside because we weren't sure if the signal, remember back then, we weren't sure about things. We didn't know if the signal was going to reach the studio, da-da-da-da-da. So we're outside, and we were wandering around wondering if we lost signal, and I remember you wandering around the yard with the laptop while I was talking. I do remember that.
Yeah, I remember.
And we got our first call on our first episode, too.
Then I don't remember who the person was that called in, but I think they were amazed.
It was a very good call. It was a nice reading and a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Patty McKay. Is who it was.
The good old days. October is our anniversary month.
Absolutely. October, right at the end. It was right around Halloween. In fact, I opened the story with the history of the jack-o'-lantern and the story of Stingy Jack.
And since then, we've had Diane Arkenston, we've had Oberon Zell, we've had...
Chris Pinzak and
Pinzak,
all sorts of great guests. The beekeeper Gunther Hauk talking about the disappearing bee population. So we've had some really amazing guests for a couple of guys starting a radio show on their phone from the out in the shed or a converted shed into a recording studio. So it's been an amazing experience. I've met a lot of interesting people.
And who was the pizza guy?
Mark Sutton, who's still a friend of mine. In fact, I might see him this Friday. There's a vegetarian celebration going on there at the Unitarian Church in Sterling, Virginia, in which I played a show at this weekend with my Ellen pipe player, which are mini bagpipes. And we played a show there, and it went very well. And this Friday, they're celebrating, I think it's World Vegetarian Month or something like that. And Mark will be, of course, bringing some of his pizzas and selling some of his books. I told him it might be a nice opportunity for him to promote his thing. And I'm curious. It'll be interesting. It'll be a whole bunch of like a. It'll be like a smorgasbord of vegetarian dishes and people promoting their thing and giving you samples. And you're just going to walk around and taste all the samples made by chefs and everything. So I'm really interested in going to this event Friday. That's October 18th. Yeah, Mark Sutton, his book Heart Healthy Pizza.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's look forward to Wednesday's show. So we got something coming up on Tuesday. We only got like 30 seconds left in the show.
Susan Weed, and she'll be discussing roots, healing qualities of roots.
Yep, well, I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank Daniel Michael for coming on, and that we will see you guys here next week on the, you know, Walking on the Sidewalk Horizon Oracle Journeys. Thanks again, and we'll see you guys next week. Take care and be safe. All right? Take care.
Have a good evening.
Hello?